Well, now we will be in there. So that's the reason why you return it to him, because no tachlis could ensue. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say? So kishen chayev meida came by machayev to chotzman ayavia. So we have to say no, because. So in other words, so the answer is that we have to say, since it's Nofal, it's Israelite, so Mele, and the Levi is staying Mizuyev, so you have to be afraid that maybe it is Mizuyev, even if the Malve will succeed in becoming Davis. So Mele, by Shtaraknoi also, why do we say, Amit Shtaraknoi Bishuk is Yazel Bailey, so in other words, we should be afraid, maybe it's Mizuyev. And what did he say? No, we don't have to be afraid, maybe it's Mizuyev, because Shaloi Bifonov, he will not be able to be Geve unless he's Mikayim, but maybe he'll be successful in being Mikayim, in doing a wonderful job, in forging, so in such a good way, in such a wonderful way, that Edim will think that that's their signature.
So he says, one by one, he says, as far as the raya from our Mishnah is concerned, so there is no raya. True that the Mishnah says that when a Shliach delivers a get in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, and the get does not have to be Niskayim, and we are not Cheshish from Mizuyev, but that's no raya that by Shtar Alvoye we don't have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev either. Because true by get, we don't have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev, but by Shtar Alvoye we have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev. Why? So he says, Mastis lekele migma, lifishei nisho zumo meni shelbao, elo biyoshus atzmo hilios liyunosei, veanandu imaninu lo. So he says, again, what the Rambam says, sheinu yisun kidin imomenes, because by moment, so there is a baldobo, the keach is a baldobo, the yeresh is a baldobo, the levi is a baldobo, so my male best has to become the advocate, has to act out the role of an advocate, for the Likeach, for the Yoshim, for the Leiva Shalei Bifono. Masha'in can hear by get, it's Isabel there. So the Baal is not about Dobo. The question is the Isha allowed to get married or not? Did the marital relationship terminate or not? So he's not about Dobo. So Memele, there is no Aloch El Tanine. In other words, do you see, in the name of the Ri, he said, Ufi Chochman Yechino Yisho Linosei, Veloi Chashinu Shem Mizuyinu. So the only reason is why. We are not a Mizuyev on behalf of the Baal, and we are not Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyev, and it's because it's a tiny little Shriche. But if it had been a tiny little Shriche, then we best would be Tein Mizuyev on the base of Tzachti Chalilem. But Aloch of Tzachti Chalilem is Aloch that applies to Baal Gavor. So the Ri himself holds that in view of the fact that there are certain monetary interests that emanate from the marital relationship, and some Mimele, and the Baal is certainly a Baldovo in respect to the monetary incidents of the marital relationship. So since he is a Baldovo, vis-a-vis the monetary incidents of the marital relationship, he is considered a Baldovo even in regard to the Ishes Heta to get married. Get married. This is what Ri says. But Ram says no. True, he is a Baldovo in regard to the Ksuve, to the monetary incidents that emanate from the marital relationship. But in regard to the hetel in Osei, he's not a baldovo, that's his other hetel. He is chelik andri. Alright. Abishusat will not say. Vanan goimaninolo. Veid. Shebitechim ashech martolo bisefo. Hekaltolo bitchiloso. Vinemenes. Ki yel mashe menu leima mezbay. Now, why does he have this done? Vei, shemitechim ashechmarto lo biseifo, hekalto leo bitcheloso, vinemenes, ki yie ma shemenu leima mezbail. Mezbail. In other words, so we trust her that the get is not with you. Why isn't the first time sufficient? Apparently from the Ran it's mashma, the first time is not sufficient. Now we just mentioned that both Tesis and the Rambam agree that that in all stores we are Hishish maybe it's misuyah. But in Get we are not Hishish. But Tesis says the reason as to why Get is distinguished from all stores because we should make Nakul Rabbanan, it's special leniency coming in. The Rambam says Shein Yisurin Kedinim Omnes because there is not a Baldovah. So we explain Teisves, why does Teisves have to resort to the Tam of Mishum Nigune Akilu B'Rabbanon? So we said that Teisves Shita is that while Midraise, so Eidim Asuma Ashtar Ashtar Bishum Nibes, and that's Midraise. But Midrabbanon, until the Shtar is Niskayem, so the Nechkir Yidusum Nibes is lacking. And the Nechkir Yidusum Nibes is lacking, so that means the Rai of Shtores is lacking. So in the Mele, we have to be Cheshish for everything. We have no Rayom Shtores, we have no Biro of Edes. No Biro of Edes. So in the Mele, by Get too, we should be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyev. Because Midrabonon, it's not Merkel and Dusei. So we don't have the Rayom Shtores, that she was Nisgarish. So in the Mele, we have to anticipate every contingency. Maybe it is Mizuyev, it's unlikely, but maybe it is Mizuyev. We have to be Cheshish. So the reason is why. We are not Cheshish, so Teisus says, because we should be Gnakul Rabbanon. Apparently, Teisus, the Ran holds that both halachas are true. In other words, in all stores, so we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyah for two reasons. Number one, we have to be Cheshish because there is halacha of Pesach Picholila. So Memele, since the Leve before of could pass the Shtar, by saying Mizuyev, but the Levi is not before of. We have, whom do we have? We have the Likeach, we have the Yoshim, or the Levi is overseas. So the Mele Bezdin has to become the advocate of the Levi, shall we be before of, or of the Yoshim, or of the Likuches, and to retain all the tainis that the Baldovo could be taken successfully. Alright, that's one reason. Then, Midrabonon, there is a Loche that as long as it's not Biskayim, if the Shtar is not notarized, so the Nechkel into some Bibesn is lacking in Rabon. So Memele, so it's not this barrier, so we have to be Cheshish for every contingency. So for two reasons, all Shtores we have to be Cheshish for Zuyev. One is because of Taninen. The time of Taninen is not Chaya Gabiget. And the other time as to why we have to be Cheshish for Zuyev, no Shtores, is because the natural into some business is lacking. So there is no bureau of Shtar. So as far as Get is concerned, so in regard to the Tam of Taninen, so that's not Chayach, because in Yisroel it's in the Momenes, in Yishim HaMein Yishal Baal, it's Yisavetea. But there is another reason as to why you should be Cheshish Mizuyev. Because it's not Nechkel Yidusom, so maybe we have to be Cheshish for everything. There is no Rai of Shtores. So he says, "Mitechi v'ashechmar tolo b'seifo, hekal tolo b'tchiloso, v'nemenes kiyem mashem v'niu olim ha-mizbailu." And you'll see that the Chidush Arashbo mentions Igun Akil v'Rabbanon, and he also mentions "Mitechi v'ashechmar tolo b'seifo." And you find it many times in Shas that when the Gemara says "Mishimigina Akil v'Rabbanon," so the Gemara combines it with "Mitechi v'ashechmar tolo b'seifo." Regarding the dechot nemon mizbailu. So the Gemara says, "Mitechim v'shachmar tov v'seifri kalto v'tchiluso." And so the Gemara says, "Loi nechmer v'leneikel." So the Gemara says, "Mishmigun al parabon." So in other words, this is a combination. "Mitechim v'shachmar tov v'seifri kalto v'tchiluso" is combined with "Mishmigun al parabon." So in other words, so that means, in order to dispose of the other reason as to why a shtar has to be in the sky, and otherwise, because the natural use of the bezin is lacking. So he says, because of Igune, and because of Itechina Shachmar Tolo Biseifo, Hekal Tolo Bitchloso, Vinemenes Kiyem Hashem Ednu Oleim HaMizbay. Alright, so Memele, he refutes the Raya from our Mishnah, the Ris Raya from the but the Ris mentioned the Raya, Ha'amitzi Shtarak Noye, Bishu, Udamdinom Vimeitzi Shtarak Noye, Yarzir, Lav Raya, so that Raya is no Raya either. What was the Raya of the Ris? Because Shmuel says that Yaz Levayli. And Shmuel has reference to a case of a shtar Shein Mikuyim. So we say that Yaz Levayli, So why the Tiazal Baile? Because we are not Chishish from Mizuyev. By all stories. Udam Binam is a stark no Yaz of Abrai, the Anisenes, the Lekele Mechashlimide, the Yose, Limide Beyam Bin Lekaim Storch. We take the law, the Litemo, half the Tame the Balm, the Hashinon, or Bada Ikele Mechash, the Hidden of Israel, El Bada Ikatamik Damor. So he says, as the Ran himself mentioned before, that other Ran, the reason is why Shmuel says Yazal Baili means because we are Tame Israel. So Mimele, there couldn't be any Takole, because he couldn't collect Jolie before Nov of the Leite, because Besin would be Tame Israel. So he could only collect before Nov. So before Nov, so it all depends. Either he'll say, either he'll be made, so then there is no problem. And if he won't be made, they certainly will not be able to collect. So no takole could ensue. So that's why it's Yazreno. But the question is, maybe he'll succeed in being Mikhaim Dishta. Maybe he'll succeed in being Mikhaim Dishta. And since it's Nofal, it's Israel. So he says, So the Ramshiti is that Chayshino Mizuyev. Now, the Rashbo, the Chidushi Rashbo, also mentions the Shita of the Rim. I mean, won't go inside the whole Chidushi Rashbo. He mentions Kamal Gemores. But then he comes to the conclusion. That not like the Rim, that we are the Mizuyev. But get is different. So he mentions the Raya of the Rim from get. Now that is in the Chidushi Rashbo, that is on the Gemara Daf Tes. Umashe Digdek Rabbeinu Zatzal, Mimaslis, the Hoch, Eine Raya. In other words, there is Raya from the Mishnah that says that if the Shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam, he doesn't have to be Niskayim, so it's no Raya that in old stories he doesn't have to be. The Shana Oche, the Dilme Mishum Akino Akilbe, the Dilme Mishum Akino Akilbe Rabbonu, Teisves Nam, Vinami, Shana Oche, the Rimadve Minei Dibal Midi, Elo Avkue Momeine, Vishemo Bavkoe Smomei, Rimatzrichino Lelikiyume Shtore, Elo Imkein Bo Bitainas Bore, Elohim can bo be tainas bo. So, in other words, so he also mentions both time. So in other words, he mentions the time of Mishmikun Akil Rabbanon, and also the time, because here it's not mommy. But he uses it. Why does he have to mention both timing? Again, so we have to explain the Rashba the way we explain the Rab. That in stories in general, so for two reasons we are Chayshish from Mizuyev. One is the Halocha of Taninen, so, and the other is because Midrabonon, if it's not Niskayim, so the Nechkerud is on the Bezin is working. So, as far as Pesach Picholilom is concerned, so that's not Mome. This is the second Talmud he mentions. But it's not Nechkir do some Bezin. So he says, Mishmikinakil Rabbanon, and Mitechim Moshech Malkol Besein. Alright. Then he says the second time. In other words, in order to dispose of the time of Tanina. So he says, Viname Shaine Oche, Doloimagre Minei Dibal Mide, Elo Afkuye Momeine, ושמו באף כועס מומי, לא ימצליחים אומרי לקיום אשתורי, אלו אם בו ביטיין הסבור. אלו אם בו ביטיין הסבור. So the question means the same thing that the Rambam says. She'ino isho momeni shalbal. But the question is, why does the Rashbo formulate it in such a strange way? He should say, viname shane hoche, diloi madre minedi balmide. That's all. She'ino isho momeni shalbal. He says, no. Viname shane hoche, diloi madre minedi balmide, elafkuye momeni. So in other words, it implies that the Ishe is the Momeni Shalbal. The Ishe is Momeni Shalbal. But here we don't say, we don't apply the Aloch of Sachti Chalila, because it's only Afkoas Momen. Vishemo Afkoas Momen li Matzrachino li Kaidam Mishtorim Bodan is born. We see that the Rashba means the same thing that the Rambam says, and that the Ram says, Sheinu Yisun Kidin Momenes. But because he says, Shain Hochet Le Magve Minei De Baal Midei. But the question is, why does he have to add El Afkoy Mameini? El Afkoy Mameini. He should say, Iname Shain Hochet Le Magve Minei De Baal Midei. Sheino Yisum Kli De Mamanis. He says, no, El Afkoy Mameini. So two things. First of all, the Kashe is not only from Get. The Kashe is from Shtashicho also. Because the Mishnah further says that Shtashichu is Shobe Liget. In other words, that if a Shliach delivers a get, a Shtashichu from the Odin to the Eved, from the Odin into the Eved, so then he has to say for Nechta. If a Shliach delivers a Shtashichu to the Eved from an Odin in the Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechta, and he doesn't have to be Mikayim. So the question is, Bishlein and Gabi get, all right, we understand very well. So, there is no Psach Pichol Ilem, because Eino Yisho Momen Yisho Baal. The Baal has no key and Momen in the Yisho. It's Yisho. So, the Baal is not a Baldobo. But, Shtashicho, the Odin is certainly Baldobo. The Odin has a key and Yisho Nevet, Knaimi, and he has a key and Momen. Now, here the Shliach delivers a gift from Eretz Yisrael, from the Odin. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah further says, that the Shliach does not have to say for Nechtam, he does not have to be Niskayim, just like it. But let us be Cheshish. Maybe it's Mizuyev. I'm the basis of Psach Pichol Ilem. The Odin is not Bifoneinu. We take away the money of the Odin. Here is certainly Baldobo. So true that the right. So what does Teisve say? Teisve says that Ligabi Shtashicho, we also apply the term of Mishimigun Akilu Berchon. That's what Teisve says. Oh, turn to Teisve Daftes Omid Aleph. The third Teisve from the end of the Omid, small Teisve, two lines, three lines. Shomu Lemelech Lemeid, at the bottom of Daftes Omid Aleph. Shomu Lemelech Lemeid. That means Shtashicho is analogous to get. Just as by get, if a Shliach delivers a get isho from Eretz Chutz-Lorets, he has to say for Nechtu Nechtam. If he delivers from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu Nechtam. So similarly, Shtashicho, if a Shliach delivers a Shtashicho from Chutz-Lorets, he has to say for Nechtu Nechtam. If he delivers a Shtashicho from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu Nechtam. So David is Yetzel Echeos without Kiyom. So this is the kasha. V'im teim abish lo yubi she'havu mishum yune. Avu be'ebed, ma yigun yeish. Di'im mishum yosam bascheren v'mishifcho. Lo yumeis ve'ay shliach lebed get zeh shevin yaziyam. Vo yosam mishifcho. V'yin shlima de choshe v'igun. Ho de yosam bascheren. U'ma she'in mishchayu mitzvus. So as far as the time of yigun is concerned, so you can say, just as there is a time of yigun, gabi getisho, there is a time of yigun, gabi ishtashicho. But as far as Psal Pichol Yilam is concerned, so Bishleim Gabi Get, all right. The Baal is not a Baldobo. The Isho is not the property of the husband. It's only Isav Eter. But as far as Tashicho is concerned, so the Odin is certainly Baldobo. He has a Kiyan, not only a Kiyan Nisab in the Eved, he has a Kiyan Momen. So we are divesting the Kiyan Momen that the Odin has in the Eved. So let Bezdin become the advocate
of the Orden and Bitayim Mizuyev.
And the Shtashich, the Shtashich of Mizuyev. And we are to protect the Orden. So the Rashba mentions a big Chiddush, and you'll soon see that this is what the Rashba has in mind. The Rashba says that the halacha, you know, in every litigation, you have two valid words. You have a plaintiff, a tevea, and you have a defendant, a nitma. So the plaintiff wants to be a meitzi, the tevea, and the nitma is the mozek. So the Rashba shite, you'll see that the halacha of psach picho milim, that bezin has to become an advocate of the baldobo, of the baldin, only applies to the nitma. Bezin has to play the role of an advocate for the nitma. In other words, to protect the muzik, that money should not be taken out from him. But Bezdin does not have to act out the role of an advocate for the meitzi. So Memele, and in respect to Shtashichu, who is the muzik and who is the meitzi? The Eved is muzik be'atzmi. That's a ritvo in Gittin Daf Mem. There is a Ksesachishen in Simon Piches. The Ksesachishen says something else, but that sensation is contrary to what the Ritva says, and it's mistava like the Ritva, that many kitten. In other words, so the Ritva says, now let's say in case of Isok, so we say Ameitzim Chaver Olo Barai. Ameitzim Chaver Olo Barai. So the mumin has to remain in the possession of the music. Suppose there is a Isok, whether the Eved is Mishucher or the Eved is not Mishucher, what should be done? Do we say that the Odin is the mosaic? And the Odin can say, you are my property. So Mimele, until you produce any who are Mivareya, that you are Mishuchea, I have to be Mishtabiti. Or David can say, what do you mean I'm your property? But I am mosaic Baatzmi. I'm a human being. I am mosaic Baatzmi. So if you want to be Mishtabit with me, you have to prove. The burden of proof is upon you. So the Ritva Daf Mem. In Gittin, you'll see, look up in the Ritva, Daf Mem in Gittin, he says that in case of Isofik, so the Muzik is the Eved, because he's Muzik Be'atzmi. And the other Rishayim, you say the same thing. Even though the Ksesachishen in Simen Piches says the contrary. But Rishayim say, like the Ritva, that the Eved is a Muzik. So the Mele, so that means that this is what the Rashi is saying, the Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem, it implies only that Besdin has to become the advocate of the muzik and to protect the muzik by presenting all the times that the muzik could be taken if he had been around and he would be Neman. So Besdin has to present on behalf of the muzik to prevent the meitzi from collecting. In other words, Besdin has to become the advocate of the defendant, but not Psach Pichol Ilem does not imply, according to the Rashba, you'll see there is a machlek Hashem on that. The Psach Pichol Ilem does not imply, according to the Rashba, that Bezdin has to become the advocate of the plaintiff and to present all tainus on behalf of the plaintiff shall be fond of, that the plaintiff would be never. So that the plaintiff will become a meitzi. So if the plaintiff is around and he's there and he mentions a tainus which is never, fine. But Bezdin is not mechuyev to become an advocate for the meitzi, only to become an advocate for the muzik. So when the malbe produces his shtar against the yoshim of the leive, so who is the muzik? The yoshim of the leive are the muzik. The malbe wants to be meitzi from them. He is the plaintiff. He is the teveya, and the yoshim are the nitroim. So then there is aloche that Bezdin says Mizuyev on behalf of the Yoshim, since they are not in a position to know yes Mizuyev, no Mizuyev. So Mimele Bezdin is the Mizuyev on behalf of the Mosek, and thereby it prevents Ruben, the plaintiff, the Tebeya, the Meitzi from being Meitzi, from collecting. Mashenke, in case of Shtar Shichu, when a Shliya delivers a Shtar Shichu from Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, and he doesn't have to be Mikhaim the Shtar. We don't have to become Mishnah. And the Eved is Yitzel Echeos. And the Odin cannot be Mishnah with me. Because the Eved is Mosek Be'atzli. So if Bezdin will say Mizuyev on behalf of the Odin, so what will be the result of this Taine? So then the Odin will be Mishnah in the Eved. So then, we'll be tayaning Mizuyev, not on behalf of the Muzek, but on behalf of the Meitzi. We don't say, Psach Pecholilim does not imply that we should become the advocate of the Meitzi, of the plaintiff, of the Tevea. Psach Pecholilim only implies that we have to become the advocate of the defendant, of the Nidim. You'll see. Now, just Tochke Lidibu, right after that, he says, Viname, so in other words, when he says Baal, he has reference to two kinds of Baal. The Odin is also called Baal. Baal means a master. So in other words, so he has reference to Baal, to Getisho, and to Shtar Shichon. So vis-a-vis Getisho, so it's not in the Momenes in any way, in any sense. The Baal has no key and Momen in the Isho, he just is a Heter. Vis-a-vis Shtar Shichon, so the Baal, the Odin, has a key and Momen in the Heter. But there, he's the Teveya, the Odin. So Memele Bezdin does not have to be Tehni Zuyev on behalf of the Meitzi. The Odin wants to be a Meitzi. He wants to be Mishtavit in the Eved, who is a Muzik Be'atzme. He wants to be Meitzi Miyada Muzik. He wants to take away the Eved from his own Rishus. So this is what he said. V'ina Meshane Ochet, Doi Magve Mene Dibal Mide, Ela Avkuye Momene, V'shemo Be'avkoye Smomene, Then he says, now you see, now he mentions another situation. I mentioned that because I wanted you to go over the whole Rashi. So I thought maybe you have some difficulties in understanding this. So I mentioned this case. If someone produces a shaver on the star of the Yisein, let's say Shimon borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from Ruvein. Shimon is the Leve, Ruvein is the Malve. The Leve didn't die, the Malve died. So then, and the Malve, they found in the father's things, they found the star of Voy that the father Ruvein had against Shimon, the Levi, of $1,000. So they come to Bezdin, and they produce it, the Yoshim of the Malve, produce a Shtar Alvoye against Shimon. The Yoshim of Ruvein, the Malve, produce a Shtar Alvoye against Shimon. And the Shtar Alvoye is Mikuyev. It's Mikuyev. Couldn't say Mizuyev about the Shtar Alvoye. But then Shimon produces, takes out from his pocket a shaver, a receipt. That's also a shtar. Now, who executes the shaver? The shaver is executed by the Malvi. A shtar alvoye is executed by the Levi, and he gives it to the Malvi. A shaver, a receipt, is executed by the Malvi, and he gives it to the Levi. So the Yoshim of Ruvein produced the shtar alvoye mikuyen against Shimon. And then Shimon produced in return a shaver sheini mikuyim and the shtar alvoy. If the shaver had been mikuyim, so that would be a raya that they don't owe anything. It was paid, but the shaver is in mikuyim. So the question is this. Now suppose Ruvein had been alive and Ruvein would produce the shtar alvoy mikuyim against Shimon, and then Shimon would produce in return a Sheva Sheinim Mikuyem against Ruvein, and then Ruvein would say, Mizuyev, the Sheva was forged. I never executed that Sheva. So then, if he's not going to be Mikayim, the Sheva, so that Sheva is a Chas V'Balme. Is a Chas V'Balme. So then, Ruvein would be able to collect from Shimon. But here, Ruvein is not alive. And who produced the shtar alvoye that is mikuyim? The Yoshim of Ruvein. Shimon produces a shaver sheini mikuyim. Now, so the Yoshim of Ruvein, they don't know. They don't know whether it is forged or not forged. They don't know. So the question is, should Bezdin fulfill the role of an advocate for the Yoshim of the Malve, of the Tevim, of the Mitzim? Or not? So that's the shaila. Why does he all of a sudden from the blue sky come up with such a case? Who is concerned here with this case? He He wants to discuss all the dinim of Taile. The answer is because this is a shayches with the iname. So he says, Uman dimofi, dafre, tavre, sheila, ashtor diasme, avogav, tiloiniskayim mechaismov, de sheila, de sheila, sheila, mikuyem. So loy magvinum baby shtore, if we were to apply the aloche of Tanino Mizuyev in respect to the sheiver, so then the sheiver would be considered as no sheiver. Because the Taine, if the Malve had been alive and he would say Mizuyev, so then the sheiver is no sheiver. If he's not the kind of sheiver, if it's not this kind. So Mimele the Sheva is no Sheva, so the Shtar is a good Shtar, so Mimele would be able to collect. So he says, Loi Magvinon Mimele Shtore. He's not able to collect. The Yoshi of Ruvein are not able to collect. Why not? But let's apply the Aloche of Psach Bichol Ilem. So let's say that the Sheva is a Sheva Mizuyev, so there is no Sheva. What is there? Is Shtar Mikuyem. Shtar Mikuyem, that's the best Raye. Shtar Mikuyem, my boy, that he didn't pay. So he should be able to collect. Why does the Rashba say we cannot collect? So it's a raya brure that the Rashba shita is that we only apply the aloha of Sach Bichol Ilem vis-a-vis the defendant, the nitva, but we don't apply the aloha of Sach Bichol Ilem vis-a-vis the tevei. Alright, so he says, Umi uli karinu lishtoi, adigado yas, dilmo maise raya umar uli tabre. But the shita, even though we don't, you're not taking this way, so Mimele, there could be a Salkadaitor, since we are not taking Mizuyev on the Sheiver. So Mimele, the Sheiver is a good Sheiver. If the Sheiver is a good Sheiver, so the Shtar is nothing. So let's tear out the Shtar. We don't tear out the Shtar. But there was a Salkadaitor. I mean, that's based upon the Gemara in Bobas and Abzai. So in other words, there is a Salkadaitor that according to Rashba's Pshat in the Gemara in Bobas, it appears that there is a Salkadaitor that we should have to tear up, we should have to tear up the shtar also. Because loitanin mizuyev from the sheiver. Because loitanin mizuyev on behalf of the tevea. So Mimele, since it's loitanin mizuyev on behalf of the tevea, so we could argue with good logic. Since we the right say the maximum shtar shkatz in the besen, so the and loitanin mizuyev. So Mimele, it's a good sheiver. If it's a good sheiver, so the shtar is nothing. Let's tear out the shtar. So he says no, because there is a possibility that they'll bring a raya. Umi li karinu li shtore, adigad li yasne. Dil me mai se raya, in other words, he's saying in Magdan. Dil me mai se raya, umar li tab. Oh, umahi shtore, di yasne, di nofiko li tabre, vi omar abine alo, di mikre korelo, da arzu kesade di shikre, lo imar zikinon, maire, bimikuyen. So when does Rabbeinu say that we even have to tear up the shtar? Because we don't have to anticipate such a thing that the edim and the sheiver are really sheker. So there he deals with the shtar mikuyem. He deals with the shtar mikuyem. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tamzal v'mkeimo v'rekam l'opas. Alright. So in other words, why did the Rashi mention all of a sudden this case of sheiver? Who is concerned now with sheiver? The answer is this: he's trying to prove what he said in the Inam. So that's one pshat in the Afkuli Mamei. And then there could be another pshat, but one does not negate the other. The Rashba could have both in mind. As a matter, we saw, in other words, we could say the Rashba, we saw that the Ram mentions in the name of Teisves that. We mean it's really the shit of the Ri, that Loi Tanino Mizuyev. Why? Because in Sarayu from our Mishneh, because Mizuyev is a time of Loi Shriche. Mizuyev is a time of Loi Shriche. Loi Shriche. Uli Pichoch, so Matir Nei Solimos. Because it's time of Shriche. The implication being that if Mizuyev had been a time of Shriche, Bezen wouldn't allow her to be Matir Nei Solimos. Why? Because of Tzach Pichol Ilom. So the question is, why doesn't but even if it had been a time it was, so he couldn't say that Psach Bichol Ilem, because as the Rambam said, she is soon in the moment, the Baal is not about Ovo. So he said that this statement that the Ram mentions holds, that's not the Ram she did, but this statement holds that in view of the fact that the Baal is about overall in regard to the Ksuve. So the Mele and the Ksuve is a marital incident. So the Mele should become, he becomes a Baldovo in regard to the letter in Ositu, because it has certain monetary incidents emanating from the marital relationship. So the Mele, now, the Rashbo, you could say, that the Rashbo was not bothered by the Ksuve itself. Because as far as the Ksuve is concerned, so Rishayni Menishim, that the Ksviyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Hetalinosim, because that was part and parcel of the Ischaives of the Shibud HaKsuve. He writes in the Ksuve, Lichshetinosi Leacher Tit Miksuvosi. In our text we don't have it, but that was contained in the text in Zman Chazal. So mainly it's considered as part and parcel of the Ischaives of the Ischaives of the Ksuve. So because of that, Rishayim say that the Kriyas HaKsuve does not have to be cited on its own merits, but on the merits of Lehetalinos. So mainly the Rashbo is not bothered by the monetary interest in connection with Kriyas HaKsuve, because Kriyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Hetalinos. So mainly, so it cannot be considered by itself. So if from the point of view of the Hetalinose, the Baal is not the Baldovo, so he could not be considered the Baldovo from the point of view of Gvias Aksume, because the Gvias Aksume is based upon the Hetalinose. But the Rashbo was bothered by something else, that the Baal should be considered the Baldovo because of the other monetary schusim that the Baal has in his wife, emanating from the marital relationship. For example, a Baal has a king in Peres in all the Nechosim of the Ish. And this is not contingent upon the Hetalinosi. Only the Kriyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Hetalinosi, because that was part and parcel of the Shibudim of the Ksivle. Lechshetinosi le'acher tidli ksuvosi. So the Mele, that means that he was mishayev himself, that once the Ish is allowed to get married, she has a right to begin the Ksuve. That's the reason as to why even Idecho testifies that Mes Bailo, so she is with Teres Lenose. Why? Because Mitechino Shechmato Beseipo, Hekalt Vesfoso. So that should apply only to the Hetal Lenose, not to the Gvias Aksuve. But the thing is that when Idecho testifies that the husband died, so then not only is she entitled to get married to somebody else, she can even collect the Ksuve from the ocean. But collecting the soup from the oceans and even of the Nemomenes of Pishnai Medivy of Ndogo, and the Dechot cannot, Benzin cannot be made Simome on the basis of Hagodesi Dechot. So again, we apply this halacha, because in the Shibudim of the Baal, it is mentioned, Lichitinosi Leacher Titlik Sebosech. So that means, since the Chachonim said that the Dechot is Nemon to say Mes Bailo, and she is allowed to be Nisis Leacher, so Memele she can collect the Ksuve. So that's the reason as to why the Rashbo was not bothered by the Ksuv. He was only bothered by the other monetary incidents, like the Schus of Peres, that the Baal has a king in Peres in the Nechosim of his wife. So in Mele, the Rashbo is bothered. True. It's true that as far as the Etzem Girish is concerned, so the Baal is not a Baldovo. The Hetalinose is not a Baldovo. He doesn't have any property. He doesn't have any kinyan of Momen in the Isha. He no Yisun Gidin Momenes. He no Yisha Momen Isha Baal. But there are certain monetary interests and schusim that the Baal has. And on account of the Ged, all these schusim will be taken away from him. He is certainly Baldovo vis-a-vis the monetary schusim. The Baal is an interested party in regard to this key and payment that he is going to lose as a result of this get. So Memele, since he is Baldovo in regard to the key and payment that emanates from the Ishes, so Memele should be considered a Baldovo and be able to retain Mizuyev in regard to the heter of getting married to. So he says, no, it's not an independent. If these monetary schusim had been independent schusim, not emanating from the marital relationship, then we could say that since he's Baldovar in regard to this monetary interest, so he's Baldovar in regard to Inositu. But he says, this is something that is memele. As long as he is, as the marital relationship continues, so the Baal has certain schusim. The moment the marital relationship terminates, so all the schusim cease. So it's not shayach to say tach picholilem, because this is something memele. The get is not being given. The get is not executed for the purpose. The shtar is not being executed for the purpose of taking away the kinyan peiros of the Baal. It's not being executed for the purpose of taking away the kinyan peiros of the Baal. The get is being executed for the purpose of terminating the marital relationship. So then we may have all the monetary schusim cease. But it's not done out of the get. The get essentially terminates the marital relationship. It puts an end to this kinyanishes that the Baal had in his wife. Mimele, if there is an end to the kinyanishes, so there are two strangers. So Mimele, does one man have a kinyanpeiros in the nechosim of every woman in the world? So here too, once the marital relationship terminates, so Mimele, he becomes divested of all the schusim. But the get is not executed to divest him of all the schusim. So Mimele, he cannot be considered as a baldovo in respect to the shtar. To the shtar. So this is also. So in other words, he means both things. It could be. So he means there is no, in other words, that we cannot apply the aloha p'sach pichol hilei by Baal, and we cannot apply the aloha p'sach pichol hilei in Gaviot. So Gaviot not because p'sach pichol hilei we only apply the Gavi muzek, not the Gavi meiti, the Hotli is a meiti, because the Eved is a muzek be'at, is a muzek be'at, and then, but let us say, since the Baal is has certain monetary interests, payrets, and the Ksuvah too, I mean, let's say, even the Ksuvah. So he says, so Mele, let him be considered the Baldovo, and let's apply the Aloha Ptach Picholilev, because he's the Baldovo. So he says, he cannot be considered the Baldovo, because the get is not executed to take away or to be Mechayev the Baal in Ksuvah, to take away the Kiyan Peres, or to be Mechayev the Baal in Ksuvah. The get is executed to terminate the Kiyan issues. Mimele, he becomes Mechayev. As a matter of fact, the Chiyub of the Ksuvah does not take effect upon the Russian. The Chiyub of the Ksuvah is all the time. The moment he gets married to her, he becomes Mechayev to pay the Ksuvah. But it's Nives only upon the Russian, or upon Nisas Habal. But the chayiv is there all the time. It's like the chayiv of Ksuvah is like a chayiv until the zman peroy. Suppose someone borrows money for 10 years. So he's mechuyev. All the 10 years he's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to Baal Chayiv. But it's not collectible until the 10 years. So here, the Ksuvah is not collectible except upon Gereshin or upon the Mrs. Abal. But the Shimut arises immediately upon marrying the woman. So Mimele, the get is certainly not executed to take away, to be Mechayev, to impose upon him the obligation of paying the Ksuvah. The get is not executed in order to take away the schusim of Kinyan Peiros. The get is executed to terminate the marital relationship. The Kinyan says, Mimele, there is that first schusim. So it's not shayach to say, Tach Picholilem, this is something that is Mimele. All right, we'll...
went over the Shiva Sarajpo.
Then we saw that the Rajva mentioned that in case the Ruben was Malveh to Shimon money, and then Ruben was the Malveh and Shimon was the Levi, and then Ruben died, the Malveh died, and he left children, and then the children of the Malveh, so they produced the shtar mikuyim against Shimon the Levi. Then Shimon the Levi produced the sheva. Allegedly, that was executed by the Malveh, but the sheva is the sheva sheinim mikuyim. So the Rashba says that we do not say we are tei mizuyev on behalf of the children of the Malveh, that the sheva that the Levi produced, so is a mizuyev. So maybe there is no sheva, and since there is no sheva, so the shtar that the children of the Malveh produces is shtar mikuyim, they'll be able to collect. And Shimon is not them to say peruah because Torah Yodim, my boy. But if there is a sheva, so that's a raya that it was paid. But if we are going to be tein mizuyet, so that means there is no sheva. So there is just ishtar al voye mikuyim. So he should be able to be given. So the Rashba says he cannot be given. The Rashba says. Rashba says, "Uman de mofik tavra shtor di yasmi." Afal gav de miskayim b'chesamov u'magvinim b'ishtori. Not why don't we say that it's misuyev? So mele there is no sheiva. If there is no sheiva, there is ishtachev produced by the children of the Malveh. So they should be able to collect from Shimon. The answer is we do not say. This is what Rashba is saying. We do not say taninen in order to help the meitzi to be collect money. We only say taninen to help the muzik, that the meitzi should not be able to collect from him. But we do not say taninen in order to enable the meitzi, to enable the teveya to be meitzi. We only say taninen to enable the nitva so that the teveya shouldn't be able to begin. This is what the Rashba says. And that's a raya that it has a shayches with what he said before. Otherwise, why mention this halacha? Now, but this does not seem to be so posh. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. I mean, of course, because the Rashba has reference to the Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra Lav Zayin. Hahushtor Lav Zayin on base. Hahushtor the Yasmi. Dinofika Leitabra. There was a star. The Yisemin, the children, the Yisemin, there was Yisemin Ktanim. So the Yisemin Ktanim of Ruvain, produced the shtar against Shimon. But then Shimon produced the shaver on it. And the shaver. So the Gemara doesn't say whether it was Mikuyim, not Mikuyim. The Gemara doesn't say anything. Omer Rav Chome. So Rav Chome said, Agvuy Eloi Magvinoli. So it's gave, we cannot be gave. We cannot be gave. And umikra loy karinol. So in other words, so the children, the Yisemim of the Malveh cannot be gave the chayv from the Levi. Even though the shtar chayv that the Yisemim produce is ishtar mikuyim. Why? Because there is a shaver against it. So then you say, since there is a shaver against it, so memele, the shtar is worthless. So let's tear up the shtar. So mikra lo ikarinu. We cannot tear up the shtar. Agvuy lo imakvinu lei.
Because the Nofik Tavral, because there is a Sheva against it. So if the Sheva negates the effect of the Shtar, so Mele, let's tear out the Shtar. Why should we let the children of the Malve keep the Shtar? After all, there is a Sheva that negates it. So we don't tear out the Shtar. Mikra loy karinale. Why? The Chigadle Yasme. Because now the Yisemim are Ktani. So maybe when the Yisemim will become daily, maybe they'll bring evidence that the Sheva is no good, that the Sheva is misery. So this is what Rav Chom is saying. We cannot, the Yisemim of the Malve cannot collect from the Leive because there is a Sheva that undermines the Shtar, but at the same time we cannot say that since there is a Sheva that undermines the Shtar, so let's tear up the Shtar. That we cannot say, because there is a possibility when the Yisemim will grow up, they will introduce proof that will show that the Sheva is no good. This is what Rav Chom is saying. So Rav Chom asked Rabbine, what do you say? Because Rav Chom mentioned other halachas also here before. But in this din, Rabbine said that the halacha is not like Rav Chom. Libar mitavre, disade bishikre lo imarzikin. Disade bishikre is lo imarzikin. So, in other words, so Rabbine said that we can tear up the shtatu. Because after all, we have a Sheva. So the Sheva is good evidence that it was paid already. So maybe we can tear up the Shtar. This is what Rabbine said. Mar Zutre, Breid Rav Mori Omar, Behor Nami Ilchazik Rav Chom. The Daloch is not like Rabbine. We cannot tear up the Shtar. Why? The Yimise, the Tavre Maliyo, Iboyeli Lafuki Bechaya Avue. Umdleavke shmamino de ziufezai. Ziufezai. In other words, that we cannot, the aloche is like Rafron, that we cannot, why we cannot be gave with the shtar, because there is a sheva that says that is paid, so you can't tear up the shtar either. We can't tear up the shtar either. In other words, there is a raglaim lidovor, that there is something wrong with that Sheva. Because if nothing had been wrong with that Sheva, how come that the Leive waited until the Malve died, then he produced the Sheva? After all, the Chayv matured in the lifetime of the Malve. So how is it that the Leive did not produce the Sheva while the father was alive? So that tends to indicate that there is something wrong with that Sheva. If there is something wrong with that Sheva, some Mele, that's the reason, that explains as to why the Leive did not produce the Sheva in the lifetime of the Mal. Alright, so in other words, the Halacha is like Rav Chom, that if there is a Shtachev and then there is a Sheva, so then we cannot collect, but at the same time, we cannot tear up the shtar. Now, so the Rashba says, the Rashba is referring to this Gemara. Maybe when they become daily, the Yisemi, so they'll introduce proof that the Sheva is a Mizuyev. So in Mele, we cannot tear up the Shtar. V'hai Shtore the Yasme, the Nofiko Letavre, V'yom Rabbina Alo, the Mikre Kore, we don't pass like Rabbine. But Rabbine said that it's even Mikre Kare, Lo de Arzuke, Sade B'shakri L'merzekinon, Mayre B'mkuye. So, that Gemore, he says, that Gemore in Bulbasre has reference to a Sheva Mikuyem. Because if it had been a Sheva Sheine Mikuyem, so then Rabbina wouldn't say that we tear up the shtar. We tear up the shtar. If the Sheva is a Sheva Sheine Mikuyem. But anyway, but the Rashba says, so in other words, so the Rashba says that the Gemara in Bava Basra has reference to Yisheva Mikuyim. To Yisheva Mikuyim. So he says, V'omar Rabina lo di mikre karelo, de azuke sade bishakre loy marzikino. So he's Mayra Bimkuyim. But he mentions in the case, so the Gemara in Bava Basra has reference to a Yisheva Mikuyim. But suppose the Shevar is in a Mikuyem, so he says, then we certainly cannot collect from, we cannot collect with the Shtar. Now, this is what the Rashba says. Now let's see what the Chiddush Rambam says in Bava Basra and then we learn. Midlavki b'chaya avu en shmamino ziyufe zayif. Kasheri. What does it deal with? If b'mkuyem, if the sheva, is a sheva mikuyem, heichachayshino. So, he says, so why should we be chayshish? So, mimele, we should tear up. We should tear up the shtar, if the sheva is a sheva mikuyem. So, we have a raya brure. That the debt was paid. We b'sheini mikoyem. So, and he, the shever, is not mikoyem. Afi l'shever, keloi mikoyem lafklumu. So, it's not worth anything. Kedisem firk shnai mozim. Veheicha amrinon. Arzuke sade. What does the Gemara say? Arzuke. The Gemara says, Rabbine said, "Bichul hilchas kaf chomer libar mitavre disade b'shikra loy marzikin." So we cannot assume that the shakroni. In other words, we cannot say that it's mizuyev. We cannot say it's mizuyev. But if it's any mikuyem, why shouldn't we say it's mizuyev? In other words, if the father had been alive, so then we would say that it is misery. In other words, if the father would be dead, so the deal is chashinon. So memele by the children, so it's also we have to say. That chayshino. So in other words, why? Because of the aloche of taninen. So in other words, so we see. So then he says the Ramban umistabre bimkuyem that this gemara deals with the shtar mikuyem. El rabine sova the mikaimim es hashtar shaloi bifnei baldin. Mikaimim es hashtar shaloi bifnei baldin. So rabin held that mikaimim es hashtar they were yisemim tani. So Mimele, so when he says, Umistabre b'mikuyem, so it doesn't mean mikuyem that it was already mikuyem. When the Levi produced the Shever, so it was already mikuyem. But they are ready kiyum, who are ready to be mikayim. So it's Rabine Sova, the mikayim misashtar shaloi bifne baldin. So Mimele Rabine said that even though ktanim are considered shaloi bifneihem, the same ktanim, but we can be mikabel dei the kiyum even though it's shaloi bifnei baldin. So memele the sheva becomes a mikuyem, and if the sheva becomes a mikuyem, so that negates completely the shtachiv that is produced by the children of the malve. So memele we can tear off the shtar because it's completely negated. This is what Rabbina said. So, Rabbi is over time, the stash living falling, who was a hoch like a mechash, the kin and sad bishakre, who maskone kim the afke hashino, viloi mizakino lilikiume, adi gadle, the historic reu lidon, vilitachinum bilikium. So he says, and the maskone of Gemara, like Rafchome, that shall we be from Valdin, so we cannot be mikabel de the kium, so mele, so the shaver does not become. A sheva mikuyem, and in view of the fact that they are ridiculed, but it cannot be realized, the Kabbalah say this cannot be realized, because the Yisemim are Ktani, so it's Shalib ifni Baldin, but they are Eidim who are ready to testify, to authenticate and to verify this sheva. So Mimele, he cannot collect with the Shtachim. On account of the fact that they are Eidim who are ready to testify. But if the Sheiver would be any Mikuyem and there won't be any Eidim who are ready to testify, so then it's Mashma from the Ramban Shite that then they would be able, the children of the Malve would be able even to collect. But why? Because Tanine. So he says, Hobididei Hashino. So we see that Ramban cheated that there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. It's a very basic machlekes. In other words, whether we apply the aloche of Taninen ligabi teveya to enable the teveya that he should be able to be meitzi from the music. So according to the Rashbo, we do not say Taninen to enable the Teveya to be made from the Nitva, we only apply the Aloche of Taninen, of Psach Pichal Ilem, to enable, to prevent the Teveya from collecting from the Nitva, but not that we should say Taninen to enable the Teveya to collect from the Nitva. That not. So, that is the Rashbo Shite, and the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara in Suez because it's a complicated Gemara, but I would suggest that you should go over it yourself. The Gemara in Ksuves Daflamedvov, Omedalev, Daflamedvov Omedalev, so you'll see at the bottom. So you'll see, I mean, if you go over all the Rishonim, Shnukobetzes, not just Rashi and Tesis, if you go over just Rashi, so you'll think, I mean, that everybody's shitty is that we apply the aloche of Taninen, ligabed it aveya. But if you go over all the Rishonim Mishnah Kubetzes, I don't want to spend so much time on it. So you'll see that there is a machlekes Rishonim on that din. And this machlekes is also the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. Whether we say Taninen to enable the teveya to be made see from the music. All right. Now, so we saw that the Shita of the Ri is that in Kol HaShtores, so we are not in Mizuyim on behalf of the Nitva Shalibifonov, on behalf of the Yoshim, on behalf of the Likuches. And one of the Rayas of the Ri is our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, I may be get Be'art Yisroel in Yitzor She'ima b'fon Einechta u'b'fon Einechtam v'im Yishofir Yizkayim v'chayismov. Alright, so the special takone of before the nechtam for nechtam doesn't apply. But because of kiyum, of a general din, so the raya is, there is no general. And the other rishonim are chilik, so they say, so Tesis says, mishum ikun akul rabonot. The Rashbo and the Ran, they mention both, mishum ikun akul rabonot, and also because einu yisurim kidin emomenes. So we explain the Ran and the Rashbo that according to the Ran and the Rashbo, there are two halachas. First of all, there are two questions. One question is, let us be chayshis that it's misuyev to get, let's say, even when the shliach from Eretz Yisrael delivers a get. So the special takonim for nechtam doesn't apply. But let us be chayshis for misuyev, just as we are chayshis for misuyev in Lada Shtores. So by all other stories, we are chayshish mizuyev on the basis of Psach Pichal Ilem, and they don't hold that Psach Pichal Ilem applies only to a tiny the shriche, but not the tiny shriche. So here too, on the base of Psach Pichalilem. So as far as this time is concerned, of Psach Pichalilem, so they say, Einu Yisilin Kedinim Omenes, or as the Ran says, She'einu Yishom Omeni Shalbal, Eni Shalbal. But then there's another question. But Midrabonon, two Midraise, it's in Machzum Ashtan Ashkrach to the Bezden. But in the Rabbonon, the Nechtir Udus on the Bezden is lacking. If the Nechtir Udus on the Bezden is lacking, so you have to be Cheshish for every contingency. Shriach, Loi Shriach. If we have the Raya of Shtores, of Edes, we don't have to be Cheshish. Otherwise, Shtar wouldn't be effective. But with Rabbonon, without Kiyu, so the Raya of Shtores is not complete. So Memele, it's lacking. The Nechtir Udus on the Bezden is lacking. So Memele, we should be Cheshish. Maybe it was Mizayev. Maybe it was Mizayev. So in order to dispose of that argument, so Teisves and Rajbo and Ran say, Mishimitune HaKulu B'Rabbonon. So in other words, here the Chachomim are making Madreis. Since Madreis say there is no diminution in the Nechtir Udus on, so even with Rabbonon by get, there is no diminution in the Nechtir Udus on, even though the get was not this guy. Alright. But this is not the shita of all the Rishayim. The Rambam agrees with Tesis that we are not, that if an Isha produces a get, if it's not brought out the Shriach, but if an Isha produces a get, so then she doesn't have to be Mekayimit. And Bezdin will give her a heta, a psak, that she's allowed to get married without being Mikayim the get. Without giving Mikayim the get. Alright. Now the Rambam says, Sheinu Yisun Gidim Omenes. And the Rambam doesn't say, Mishim Gidim Akul Rabbanon. Apparently the Rambam Shiti is that the Chachomim were not Misaki, that Mid Rabbanon, if the Shtar is not authenticated, Miskayim, so the Nechtir Udus on the Bezdin is lacking. No, the Chachomim didn't say that. So even with Rabbonon, it's considered Nechtir Udus on the Bezdin, as long as there is no Yom. So even with Rabbonon, it's considered Nechtir Udus on the Bezdin. Nechtir Udus on the Bezdin. So, but by Dinim Omenes, by other stories, because of Taninen. So, but get is Isurin. So there is no Aloche of Psach, there is no Baldobo, there is no Aloche of Psach Picho, Psach Picholei. But anyway, the Rambam Shite is like Teisves. In regard to the proposition that when an Isha herself produces a get, we do not, she can get married without being Mekayim the get. This is the Rambam Shite. The Raivet is Chelik. The Raivet is Chelik in two places. The Raivet is Chelik in Hilches Gerashin, in Perikid Veis, and the Chelik in Hilches Avodim, Ligabish Lashicho. Because Getishon and Shichur Avodim is the same. Gabi Getisho, there is itakonim v'nechtam v'nechtam for any shliach who delivers from Chutz Loretz, and by Shichur Avodim, there is Lashicho, there is itakonim v'nechtam v'nechtam. But so the Rambam says, if an Isha produces a get, she doesn't have to be Mekayimet. If an Evet Naini produces Shtashicho, whether in Atzroel or Chutz Loretz, he doesn't have to be Mekayimet. And the Raimet is Chelik on both of them. Gabi Get is Chelik, and Gabi Shtashicho is Chelik. Gabi Get, the Rambam says, in Perik Yedveis Mechaz Gira Shal Chabeis, Hoyu Ro Shnei Hidim, Shei Yikrusho, Av Al Pi Shei Yim Shal Get, Harei Zot Inosel Echad Chil. Hoy Tzio Get Mitachas Yodo, ויאמרו גירשני ביילי בזה, הרי זו נמנס ותינוסי בי. אף על פי שאין מיקויים, כמו שבאמרו. Because the Rambam is reiterating that הלוכה, because he already mentioned it in פרק זי. Because of הרייבד, אמר אני שיסקיים בחיסמות, אף על פי שלא יוצא לוביר. That's לגב yet. In Halachas Avodim, the Raivetz Asogi is a little longer. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov, Halachas Avodim, Halachas Zayin, V'chitzat Shovim, V'melech Omevi, Shamevi get Shichu Be'art Yisrael, Ein Yitzorech Leima, Bifon Nechta Ufon Nechta, Ufchutz Loretz, Yimein Eidi Mitzuyim Likayme, V'yomar Ashliach, Bifon Ein Nechta, Ufon Ein Nechta, Zehu Kiyume, V'im Bo Odem, V'yirei Rachakeini Mashkichim Rei, כמו שבערנו בגדנושי. כשם שהאיש עצמו ויגיתו ונצריכו לקיימי, הוי הוא והגט יצים תחס יודו, כך אוהבת ששתשיכו יצים תחס יודי, ונצורך לקיימי. אורייט. אומר אברון, זה הדרך הילך על דרך לא יתאיב, לפי דעתינו. כי הוא מפורש מה שאין בגמורה. What's the mocker of the Rambam? That when the Isha produces the get, she doesn't have to be mekaymet. And Bezden will immediately give her a psak, heter, leinose, without kiyum. Without kiyum. The mocker of the Rambam is a gemore, dafchov dalet, in git, because the gemishne says dafchov gimel mit beis in gitten ho yisha atzmo mei vias gito uvil vachi yitzrich olima for the nechta for the nechta. So the gemore is the kashe yisha mechimot yode gito yode yikasha. So in other words, so the Rambam explained it. So there is no requirement for before the Nechtam for Nechtam. That means there is no need for Kiyum. If we were going to assume that there has to be Mikayim, so why does the Gemara say Yishim Chimot L'Yitl God L'Yigarasha and there is no need for Nechtam for Nechtam? There is a need for Kiyum. So that's the Rambam's mocker. So that's what he mentions. כי הוא מפורש מה שאם הבגמור היא שמחימות לגיד על יודי גר שלו שנצריך לקיימי ואין זה הדרך נוחם בעינינו וכהיכון מוצינו שטר שקור לו ואירה שייב מבי בלו יקיר ואם יהיה מה שנצורך קיר מה שיער לו מנולי דמאס ניסן לעבור רקומה דיל נוחנה מקומה צריך השתים לפנחת ופנחתם שלא יטוב לדיר ולא יתיך לקיימי והמייק שלו היא מחמיגות גיד להיות לגר שלו vom tag im azek mit kein ich so sam dvor wo ma shnitz rein kim bi vada in yar lo bal vi od mitz rein kim va sich umere shaf lo ila so of course der ramba will be made that if the bal or the od will be mare ya so then it's all kim and der ramba says in so many words if he will not be mikayim and the bal or the od will be mare so the get will be possible mit reise der ramba shit is and of course the shekh will be possible mit reise but as long as no one contests it, as the Baal is not married, the Odin is not married, the Rambam says that the Ishe or the Eved is connected on it, on the get or on the Shtashichu, without having to be Mikayim. So, Vasech Omeire, Afim lo yare, Ein lehater ish ishish, vi yisar Eved lo yikim haget, el vada hay tzorich liforish bei derech acheres. So, but why does the Gemara say, Ishe al mechimoto yitel yode yigar, sure. But, Kiyum is required. So the Raivet, so the Mephoshim say, the Raivet explains the Gemara not like the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Gemara, so it doesn't need any Kiyum. So the Rambam explains, the Raivet explains the Gemara differently. But when a Shliach delivers a get from Chutz Loretz, or when a Shliach, even when he delivers from Eretz Yisrael, so he's not required to say it, but if he says it, it's effective. So when the Shliach delivers again, so then we have a special kulei. That even though the Shliach is an idechot, so the Rabbonon will misakein that the Shliach has nemones, and that the get can be niskayin on the basis of the testimony of an idechot. Because midak daik, mikor midak daik, whatever the reasons. Mashein came if the Isha herself produces a get. So Bezin will not give her a psaketa to get married unless she produces two witnesses who will authenticate the get. So when the Isha produces herself the get, then it's more chomer than when a Shliach delivers. When a Shliach delivers, so it can be niskayim by the dechot, by the Shliach. But Masha'in came, when the Isha produces a get, so even if she'll produce one witness who will testify that he recognizes the signatures, she will still not be able to get married, but she'll have to produce two witnesses, like Kim Shtore Zalme. So this is the Gemara's Kashi. Here the Mishnah says, who is she mil atzmo v'yogito, who will watch it for nechtu v'nechtam, and if she says for nechtu v'nechtam, then Besdin will give her a psaket to get married. Why? Yishe mechimot v'yogito liyode yigarasho, and the special takonu for nechtu v'nechtam is effective, doesn't apply to a case where the Isha produces a get. It only applies to a case where the Shliach hands over the get to the Isha. This is how the Raivet explains the Gemara. All right. Now, so we have the Shita's Raivet. Then we have the Shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Rashbo is not so explicit, but the Rivosh says it, and you can be midaiket from various Rashbos in it. That's the Rashboshiti. Now the Rashbo is also chilek on the Rambam, because on this Gemara, the mokir of the Rambam is Isha mechimote gitel yode igarsh. Isha mechimote gitel yode igarsh. So that's the. So how does the Rambam explain it? So there is no need for kiyum. How does the Ravid explain it? The Ravid doesn't say it himself, but the Mefarshim say. How does the Ravid explain it? Isha mechimote gitel yode igarsh. So the declaration of the nechta by the isha will not be sufficient. Declaration by the shliach is sufficient. But by the Isha, it requires real kiyum, the general din of kiyum. In other words, by Tu'edim, not by an edech. This is how the Rashbo is masik on the Rambam, the Chidusha Rashbo. Nafkodalet, Isha mechimotik itel yod igar shlo. Kosova Rambam zah. שישו שהגט יצא מתחס יודו אין חששי ומרזיק אין איסו במגרשס ואף על פי שאין הגט מקוין ונראה שדידיק זה מכאן שאומרו מחמות תגיד על יודי יגר שלו ואם צריכו למימה לפנחת ולפנחת שתיקנו בו בקיום וזה תאימה שהראשונים הוא בקסו איסו אישו שאומר איש איש איסו איסי וקרו שאני נמנס ואם יש אידים שאו איסו 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 איש אינו נמנס. So he's masik on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that if an Isha produces a get, so without kiyum, Bezdin will let her get married? In other words, the Isha is nemenes. But the Gemara in Tzumah says that an Isha is only nemenes if it's a pesha or a pesha'ita. In other words, if we don't know that she was married, and then she comes and says, I was married, but I was divorced, so then she's nemenes. She's nemenes. But if we know, if she's who's the cause of an ishishish, and then the Isha says, I got divorced, so without Eidim, she's not nemenes. So here too, without any kiyum, why should she be nemenes? But that's no kasha against the Rambam. Of course, I mean, the Rambam agrees that if she's hozuka nishishish, so mele the isha is not nemenes. But here, it's not on the basis of the nemenes of the isha, but it's on the basis of the raya of shtores. Because if the isha produces the get, and what does the get say? That her husband divorced her. So mele, that's like hagodes seidim, they dechsime are considered, they the biro, and the gerish, and the gerish. So it's no kashi gedram. Anyway, he's chelik on the Rambam. So memele, we cannot explain the Gemara the way the Rambam explains. Yishe mechimot egitel yodei igal shalom. So there is no need for kiyum. Elo, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? Elo lifi shishoninu, ho yishe atzmo mevi o gito, veino megreshes, ad sheto vi gito, viteima vifrenechta vifrenechta, o lifi chochi kshu, vicheino yishe mitgreshes, elo, בשביסו לבזן ויתם לפנחת ולפנחתם ועל אם חינוסנו לו הבעל נסגר שם ויקים למסניסן ונסנו יון בתנאי. So all right, there's the terrorism of the Gemara. So he says, the kasha of the Gemara is because here the Mishnah says הוא ישעת מביא הגיטו ולבט שתאימה לפנחת ולפנחת. So it implies that the declaration by the Isha לפנחת is מייקב תחלי סגרש מדרבונון שיתוס נקם מתגורשת until she makes that declaration. And that's the halachic of a shliach, midrabah. Suppose a shliach from Chutz Loretz delivers a get to the Isha. So he has to say, if Nishleisho, he has to say, before the Nechta, before the Nechta. Suppose he doesn't say, he ends it over and he doesn't say, before the Nechta, before the Nechta. The end. So according to Rav Meir, so is the vlad is a mamza, midrabah. Kolam sham matbiya shetel chachomim begitten, is yetzir alad mamza. A mamza. But the Chachomim Achili can Reb Meir, and we pass like the Rabbonon, of course. So the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But what the Chachomim say? The Chachomim say that if the Shliach handed over to the Isha the get, didn't couple the delivery of the get to the Isha with a declaration of Fonechtu Fonechtam, so Yitlenu Meno, so it's not necessary that Yarzel Yitlenu. So it's not necessary. But, so we say, we said that Hamei we get into this Yaham v'nosno v'loyom lo v'fon lechtu v'nechtam yeitzim avlad mamza dimer ad meya v'chachom emeim v'mein avlad mamza keitzat yase yitleno himeno v'yarze v'yitneno lo b'vnishnayim v'yema v'fon lechtam v'fon lechtam. So that words, so the halacha is that that it's Yitlenu Imeno, V'yarzav Yitlenu, V'yitlenu. So in other words, Tesis points out that if it's talking in Dibur, so then it's not necessary that he should take the get from the Isha and then make a new delivery. And Tesis says this, has a lotion, and an alternative, a lotion that even if it's Laha Tochka Nidibor, but as long as it's Asukim Bezeinian, it's not necessary. But one thing is clear. Suppose the Shliach handed over to the Isha, the get, didn't say, Bifonechtu Fonechtam, and it's already not Asukim Bezeinian. So then he cannot just come and say, Bifonechtu Fonechtam. He has to pick up the get from her and make a new delivery. So what do we see? That even according to Rabbanon, loimi boy according to Remeya, so the Vlad is even a mamza. But even according to Rabbanon, that the Vlad is not a mamza. Because according to Rabbanon, there is no such thing as a mamza mit Rabbanon. So, see, but mit Rabbanon, it's miyakim the gerash. In other words, even if the shliach handed over the get to the Isha, but if he didn't couple it with the declaration of Vanechtam, mit Rabbanon, she is not migoreshes as yet. Mit the Raisa, of course, she is migoreshes. But mit Rabbanon she is not migoreshes as yet. So mainly in order that she should be considered migoreshes even mit Rabbanon, there must be new nisine. So this is what the Gemara is asking according to Rashi of Pshat. The Mishnah says Hoyishatzma v'yagita. Uvil vachiteimas shitzrich leima v'nechtam v'nechtam. So that implies that until if she doesn't say v'nechtam v'nechtam mit Rabbanon, the it's miyakim the gerushin. She is not divorced. So he says, the takone of a fonenechtam, which was a special takone, and the takone was that it's miyakif mit rabon and the gerashin. So that applies only to a delivery by a shliach. But when the isha herself produces the get, and she wasn't divorced through the medium of a shliach, then the chachomim are not misakim the takone. But then she has to be mikayim, like all other stories. By all other stories, there is no aloche that the kinyan takes effect only after kiyum. The kinyan takes, suppose, let's say, the malve produces ishtar. So he wants to collect from the nechosim. So Bezdin will tell him, until you are mikayim the ishtar, so you cannot collect from the nechosim of the levi or from the likuches. So then he goes away, and then he tries to find a nekiyum, and then a considerable time later, let's say, he brings a nekiyum, and they are mikayim. But it took him 3 months until he was Mikayim Deidim. So then, when once Deidim are Mikayim, so that means that the Kiyan is L'mafreya. Suppose the Levi sold his Nechosim to Likuches before he was able to be Mikayim, the Malvi was able to be Mikayim the Shtar. Before he was able to be Mikayim the Shtar. But so he'll still be able to be given from the Likuches. We do not say that the Kiyum is Miyakim the Kiyum. Only by Shliach, when Shliach delivers a get to the Isha. So there is a Takonis Chachomim that mit Rabbanon, it's Miyakim the Chaleis HaGereshin. Mimele, in order that the Gereshin should be Chalim mit Rabbanon, there has to be a new delivery. He has to pick up the get from the Isha and make a new delivery. But by all other stories, so Yachish is from Mizuyev. If as long as he's not Mikayim, but if he is Mikayim, even though he's Mikayim later on, so we do not say that the Isha becomes Mikoreshes only when she produces Erikiyum. Once the Isha produces Erikiyum, so then we say that the Isha was Mikoreshes from the moment that she received it. We don't say after the Edim are Mikayim the get, so then the Baal has to pick up the get from the Isha and make a new delivery. Only by before Nechtam we say that. So this is Gemara's kashi. Here it implies uvil vachet itzchilim before Nechtam, implying that without the declaration, so the gerushin does not take effect. And if let's say it was so, then there has to be a new delivery. But so Gemara's kashi is isha mechimot gitel yodi igashlo. But she has to be mikayim in order that we should be sure that the get is not mizuyin. So the kasha of Gemara is here, and it's not miakiv the gerashin. But Bezdin will certainly not give her a hetal inose until she produces a kiyum. All right, now. So that means that the Rashba is chilek. The Rashba is chilek and the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that when an isha produces a get, she doesn't have to be mikayim at all. So the Rashba is chilek. But it appears from several Rashbas and the Rivosh is in Tshuva Shin Pivov says it explicitly that while the Rashba is chilek and the Rambam, so the Rashba shita is not the same shita as the Rambam. The Raivet Shita is that the same halacha that the Chachomim were misakim, that the Chachomim were misakim by all stories. In other words, that a malve cannot collect with the shtal voye, that a likeach or in a mikabu matone cannot recover the field with the shtar mechire or shtar matone until it is niskayim. The same halacha applies to get. Applies to get. The only kule that the Chachomim apply to get is that it does not have to be niskayim al detuim. In other words, if the shliach delivers the get, then the shliach himself can be niskayim, even though he's an idachot. And there is another kule according to the Raivet. I mean that the Raivet has to agree because that's a mishnah mefreshes. You see, in other words, there's a mishnah mefreshes because the mishnah says hamivi get le'art yisrael nitzor shimel for nechta for nechta v'yimishol avirim iskayim v'chesmo. But as long as there are no eirim, so the isha will be allowed to get married even without kiyum. But according to the Raivet, even if the isha produces herself the get, so she has to produce the kiyum. So according to the Raivet, when a shliach delivers the get, so in other words, if he delivers the get, so it's kitim yechiachol. In other words, that because we see that this is the Raivet Shita. Now, for a moment, I just want to mention another machlekes. Now, gerushin and kiddushin require two eidim likimadam. So I'm kaddish v'idecho dechesh v'kiddusho. And the same thing is true of gerushin. Now, so the Shita, the Rambam says that the minu of shliach likabole by the isha also requires two eidim likimadam. The minu, in other words, if the isha will be mimane shliach likabole, not in the presence of two eidim, so the minu is null and void. Masheinke, but only so the Shita, the Rambam is only the minu of shliach likabole requires two eidim likimadam, but the minu of shliach liloche does not require two eidim likimadam. And the Rambam's raya is because we see that when someone is maybe get a shliach is maybe get a shliach is maybe get, so then he does not have to produce eidim. So there is no halacha that two eidim have to witness the minu hashlichas of the shliach lelochi. So it's a raya that only the minu of shliach likabole requires to aid him, but the minu of shliach liloche not. That's the Rambam.